The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night and said, "Ask something of me and I will give it to you." If the Lord were to appear to you now and say, "Make a request, what do you want? What would you ask? Be honest, what would you ask?" Three things we learn from today's first reading, which Solomon did. The first is gratitude. The second is humility. And the third is the request he made. Gratitude. He started by thanking the Lord for all he did for his father David. "You have shown great favor to your servant, my father David, because he behaved faithfully towards you." He was grateful. How often do we forget what God has done in the past? In the present, we are focused on what we are lacking and not on what we have received. We are not grateful for the things we have received. He teaches us the virtue of gratitude. Am I grateful for all that has been? I love that line of prayer. Whenever I pray, I say, "Thank you, Lord, for all that has been, for all that is, and for all that will be." Just thank him. And the second thing he did was, in humility, he recognized his unworthiness. "O Lord my God, you have made me your servant, king to succeed my father David. But I am a mere youth, not knowing at all how to act." He presented himself the way he was. "Lord, you know I can't do it. You know I cannot do it. Help me." 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6. St. Peter invites us to submit ourselves to the almighty power of God always. "Thank you, Lord, for all that has been, for all that is, and for all that will be, I place in your hands, in your safekeeping." And the last thing he did was the response to the request. God said, "Ask anything," and he prayed for wisdom. I'm sure some would have wanted, maybe, "Lord, I want a private jet. I want you to do this for me." But he says, "Give me wisdom. Give me wisdom." My dear friends, let us continually pray for wisdom, wisdom of heart. Wisdom is another attribute of the name of the person of Jesus. I can explain that another day, because Jesus is the wisdom of God. Jesus is the wisdom of God. How do I mean? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. When you look at the life of the Trinity, you have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. At the beginning of creation, when God was thinking, when he was saying, let us create man, to whom was he referring to? Was he speaking to? He was thinking in his thought, the Holy Spirit, the thought. And after he thought about it, he said, let it be, let that be. And everything came to be through his spoken word. So the spoken word was already in the thought of God, God himself. So that's how Jesus is the wisdom of God. We're going to receive him in the Eucharist. Let us internalize the gift to receive, the wisdom of God, to always guide us. Our recessional hymn is Hail Mary, Gentle Mother. We're going to be praying, teach us wisdom, teach us to love. May the Lord continue to help us to grow in wisdom, in gratitude, and in the fear of the Lord.